There was nothing good for Mitchell Guza. They have their lead back with 2 points, 32-30. Brown City still not scored. 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the third quarter. Fisher kicks it into Baird, and there it is, the first play. Baird from the left side puts it up against the glass, and it's good. He now has 8, back to his tie ball game at 32. Marshall Eifrins will be checking back in here at the next stoppage.
Well, Coach Pickle saw, you know, where the ball went to, and that's usually where Leiprandt will go ahead and play a little defense.
Sweeney over to Mitchell Guza for 3 in the corner. No good. Rebound, Tyler Banks. Kicks off a few Bearcats. Gets over to Fisher. Brings it down the court. Being guarded by Drake. Almost had the trap coming from White. Or to knock out the feed to Fisher. Bear to the left elbow. Drives in the lane and it's blocked. Josh White read that one from the get-go. He blocked Baird's shot out of bounds. It's Brown City ball.
Charles Baird wants that ball on the inside. And now that Marshall Leiprandt has checked in, this ought to be interesting if he picks up number 4.
He replaces number 32, Gabe Messick. Number 33 for Brown City, that would be Nate Primo. He's back into the game. He's going baseline to baseline, block to block. As number 10, Fisher takes 3. This one's no good. Into the hands of Primo. That one's no good. Bechtel gets the rebound. He goes up for 2, and it's good, and it gets a foul in the matter. The shot is good. The foul is on number 22. Mitchell Guza, that's his second. Team's 4th for Ubley. And Brown City regains the lead by 2, 34-32. Bechtel's shot, free throws no good. So the lead remains at 2. Leiprandt now doing the point guard duties, brings across the timeline. 3:15 left in the third. 34-32, Brown City over Ubley. Josh White, the extended right post, has the spin move completely. Pivots, takes this fadeaway jump shot, no good. A loose ball right inside the paint, and Austin Drake ends up with it about 8 feet away. And Mitchell Guza takes the 3, this one short by about a foot off the front of the iron. Austin Drake there again with the rebound over to the corner. Nick Sweeney for 3, no, rims in and out. And in the hands of Austin Drake again, free throw jump shot. This one's no, yeah! That hit every single aspect of the rim, bounced up and down about 7 times.
It almost looks like a pinball.
Practically, and it goes good. 34-34, once again, Austin Drake doing everything he could on that last play. Number 50, Bechtel over to Tyler Banks, over to Knox, left wing, in guard by Sweeney. Sweeney is about 6 inches shorter than Bechtel. Tyler Banks, top of the key, back over to Knox, deep left corner for 3, no. And rebound, Josh White. Over to Leiprandt. 2:10 remains in the third quarter. Tie ball game, 34-34. Brown City was leading at halftime 30-22. Austin Drake pieces into Leiprandt for the jump shot from the right side. This one's no good from 10 feet. Rebound to Primo. And gets it over to Tyler Banks, brings up the court. Minute 50 left in the third. Tie ball game, 34 apiece. Brown City versus Ubley, in Ubley. Tyler Banks, right wing, top of the key to number 10. Fisher over to Knox, left wing. Back up top of the key, Fisher. Knox, onto the baseline to Primo, does not want to scoop. Starts to dribble, back up to Fisher. And right to the hands, Marshall Leiprandt, trying to feed it into the post, but the white jersey was there instead. Nick Sweeney brings it across the timeline. Minute 20 to go in the third. Tie ball game. Sweeney dribbles around the top of the key, over to Austin Drake for 3 from the left wing. No rebound. Marshall Leiprandt puts the tip on the lunge. That one's no good. Into the hands of 33 Primo for Brown City. 60 seconds remain in the third quarter. Tie ball game still. Bechtel has it inside the free throw line. Stolen. First deflection from Leiprandt, and Leiprandt grabs it for himself. He dribbles down the court, drives the lane, takes the runner, and it's good. Marshall Leiprandt now with 16 points. And a 2-point lead for the Bearcats. 45 seconds left. Fisher brings it across the timeline. Over to the right wing to Banks, over to Knox, left wing. He takes the runner from the left side, and it's good. Andrew Knox now has 14, and it's back to a 36 tie ball game. 30 seconds to go before the fourth quarter begins. Leiprandt takes the time across half court. 2 substitutions from each team have been waiting for about 3 minutes here, but they have no stoppage. Leiprandt going for the last shot, being guarded from 12 feet. 15 seconds over to Drake. Back up to Leiprandt. Starts to dribble. Primo in front of him. About a foot difference between those two. Nick Sweeney in the left corner now. Being guarded by Banks. Still that zone defense from Brown City. Life ran for three from the right wing. No rebound. Banks with 2 seconds left. And that's how the end of the third is going to go. Well, John Mooney said it himself at halftime. Ubley's looking to tie it at the end of the third and make the run of the fourth. Is that going to happen? Well, we'll find out soon enough. You're tuned to WIW 36-36. Ubley, Brown City tied after three.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here we go. Fourth quarter action. We got a tie ball game after three. As an update for you folks, I'm waiting for election results. We have no word yet. The Scholes County is saying around 9:30. They had a county-wide question for the road patrol. Stanlack still has not updated their website. Charles Bear takes the runner from inside the paint. No good. Rebound Tyler Banks. 7:50 to go in the fourth. Tie ball game, 36 apiece. Brown City has it. Brad Smith into the game. As Bear tries to feed it in, it's deflected by Josh White. Brian White ends up with it over to Austin Drake across midcourt. 7.5 minutes to go. Game messing in the right corner for Ubley. Feeds it into Lifebrand. Josh White for the jump shot from the baseline. That was no good. Rebound Lifebrand into the hands, though, of Banks. And Josh White was there with the elbow in the face, and he's going to get charged with a foul. Josh White, that's his first, team's fifth for Ubley. Brown's going to get it 80 feet from their own hoop. Banks brought off half court. 7:20 to go on the court. Dribbles to his right. Over to Brad Smith. Or to the left wing to number 5, Krakowski. Bechtel receives it at the left elbow. Back over to Krakowski, left wing. Back to Bechtel. Feeds it into Baird at the left post, and it's good. Being guarded by Messick. Little mismatch there. Baird now into double digits with 10 points. 38-36. Brown City by 2. 6:55 left in the fourth. Lifebrand, left corner into Josh White, left post. Kicks it back out to Austin Drake, almost 6-3 to side mount you. Gave message right corner. Back up to Brian White, top of the key, over to Lifebrand, left wing. Kicks it into Gabe Messing, running the baseline. Back to Lifebrand, left wing. He jumps in, inside, a foot inside the 3-point. Takes the shot, no good. Rebound Bear. Slows things down, brings it across the timeline for Brown City. Brown City leads by 2, 38-36. 6:25 seconds to go. In the fourth quarter in Ubley. Bechtel, right post, takes the fadeaway jump shot. This one bounces around, no good. Rebound, Josh White. Over to number 14, Austin Drake. Brings it up for Ubley. 6.25 now. 38-36, Brown City leads by 2. Tipped out of bounds by Spakeski. Ubley ball in front of their own bench. The left side of your radio, far side. Into Lifebrand. Gabe Messing over to Brian White. At the extended post on the left side, back up to Lifebrand, top of the key, running things now for the Bearcats. Austin Drake, Lifebrand, top of the key, doesn't like what he sees, dribbles to his right, picked set by Drake. Brian, Josh White in the right corner, back out to Drake, over to Brian White, left corner, drives in, takes the runner from the baseline, and good. Nice little move there from Brian White for Ubley. His first 2 points of the night, ties it back up at 38 apiece with 5.5 minutes to go in regulation.
These are all important possessions right now, Clark. This is going to come down to the wire.
I'm holding you to that. Banks out of the key, loses it, recovers it, loses it again. And Bechtel, loose ball on the court. Bechtel has it. And there's Ubley. Brown City wants a timeout. Ubley wants to jump ball, and that's what they're going to get. And it's going to be Ubley ball when all is said and done. Number 32 checks in for Spakeski for Brown City. That is Matt Perry. Moved up last game against Mayville from JV. And number 22, Brad Smith, checks back in. Lifebrand across the timeline, probably 5.25 to go. Tied at 38. Josh White in the right corner.